Now, you might have noticed some recent headlines like this one in the Sun newspaper on the 19th of July, 2019. Eyesore woman, 41, goes blind after parasite burrowed into her eye when she showered in contact lenses. Now, the incidence of this is on the increase in the UK, and it's caused by a parasite called Acantha amoeba keratitis, which is found in bodies of water, tap water, and soil. Basically, it can be just about anywhere. If you are a contact lens wearer, then there are some things that you should know if you want to help protect your eyes from this potentially blinding parasite. I'm joined now by Professor Fiona Henriquez, who is a professor of parasitology at the University of the West of Scotland and has been studying the parasite.
Hello.
Now, tell us a little bit about the actual parasite then, Acantha amoeba keratitis.
So Acantha amoeba causes the disease of Acantha amoeba keratitis, and it is an opportunistic parasite, if you can say it this way. It's found everywhere in the environment, and it lives free living in the environment. So we can find it in water, we can find it in soil, we can find it even in dust. And what it does in the environment, it eats bacteria. It's quite happy living by itself. But however, if it gets into liquid or water and then gets into the eye via perhaps even a contact lens, then it can cause severe damage to the cornea of the eye. And it's a very debilitating infection. The treatment for Acantha amoeba keratitis is very arduous. And often people can lose their vision with Acantha amoeba keratitis.
Right, well, we'll delve into those aspects of it in a minute or so. When you say through contact lenses then, just how does that happen?
Okay, so because it's found everywhere in the environment, it can be, more often it can be found in tap water, for example. Often where we put our contact lenses on, maybe the bathroom, maybe in front of the bathroom mirror, often we think of water as being cleansing. So perhaps we're washing our hands, or we might have the tap running, or we might even pop into the shower with our contact lenses on. And putting the contact lens in proximity of water can attract bacteria and Acantha amoeba and other microbes can get trapped in the contact lens. So when you put it on your eye, that creates a suitable environment for then infection to occur.
Now, you tend to think in a shower, the water's fast moving and you tend to have your eyes shut, and yet there is a risk there.
Yeah, because I think when you're in a shower and there's water fast moving, it's still dropping on your face, it's dropping in your eyes. So it's really important to protect your eyes. Another way to contract Acantha amoeba keratitis, for example, is in hot tubs or a swimming pool. So anything that gets into your eye, you've got to be very, very careful. Now, the logical way of dispelling bacteria or any pathogens in your eye is through tears or lacrimation or blinking. However, when you have a contact lens in, sometimes that's not possible because the contact lens is actually on top of the cornea, preventing any removal of any other bacteria. So even if you're in the shower without contact lenses, you'll still be in contact with these things, but the body has its own protective mechanism. So a contact lens kind of prevents that protective mechanism from actually taking place because it's covering the cornea. And if we have a contact lens in for most of the day, perhaps into the evening, then it's giving the opportunity for infection to establish.
And of course, some of us in the past, I would think, perhaps now, I remember I had contact lenses for a while and I used to love the fact that I could actually go swimming with them and I could actually see what was going on. It's very tempting, but it looks like you'd have to need wear goggles now to protect yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely wear goggles that I would even suggest and advise to wear prescriptive goggles and not even cover contact lenses with goggles because you just don't know what's in that environment. There have been studies that have actually isolated Acanth amoeba from many tap water supplies and swimming pools. So it is around us, and we probably all have antibodies to Acanth amoeba. However, it is that situation that's created when we have a contact lens in our eye, or because the contact lens will create tiny, tiny abrasions in our cornea that allows the entry. So we don't even feel those abrasions. These are microscopic abrasions. So even if you have contact lenses on and you wear goggles, when you take your goggles off, you're still spilling water drops, maybe perhaps in the eye area. So it's really advised not to go swimming with contact lenses in.
What are the symptoms then of this?
Okay, so the symptoms are really, it feels like you've got something in your eye. You know, for a while you start to feel that uncomfort. A lot of people report photophobia, and some people, not everybody, report a lot of pain. The pain, however, does increase, and it's difficult to open your eyelid. It's difficult to actually be in the daylight, and so often people go to the hospital or to their optometrist, and they get referred to a clinic, because actually it's impossible to ignore the symptoms. They are so evident. But it often gets misdiagnosed for bacterial infection or a viral infection.
That sounds a bit worrying if it's misdiagnosed.
Yeah, because we didn't have the tools for a long time to be able to diagnose Acanth amoeba properly. So now we do. Now scientists really have kind of been focusing on how do we learn a lot more about the symptoms. And because it's a rare infection, it's not really the go-to diagnosis upon first inspection, looking at the eye. And often when we go to the doctor, we want to have a solution. So you walk away with maybe antibiotics or something. But antibiotics, in this case, against Acanth amoeba, they will not work, because they're only targeting the bacteria there and not the actual parasite itself.
So what is the treatment then?
So the treatment currently, it depends where you are in the world, but they start you off with almost a disinfectant. So it's the equivalent of Dettol drops, chlorhexidine or bromelain. And these are very, they're very uncomfortable drops, because it is like pouring Dettol-like solutions into your eyes. So they can sting a bit, they're very uncomfortable. And you have to put them in for the first couple of weeks, literally every 15 minutes. So there has to be a constant contact of the medicine onto the cornea. And obviously the eye, because you blink and you have tears, the medicines get washed away quite a lot. So there needs to be a repeated action of putting these drops in the eyes. Some people then go on to take anti-inflammatories, because there is so much inflammation in the eye. That also becomes a problem. So it's not just the parasite that's causing the damage, but also the inflammation that comes in after the infection. And so people get given these anti-inflammatory drugs as well. But that's at a later stage, because actually some anti-inflammatory drugs make the parasite grow faster. So we're really learning a lot about how this parasite grows, what helps it grow, and the treatments are actually very, very difficult to find, because this parasite is not like a bacterium or a virus. This parasite has the same features of our cells. So anything that's toxic to the parasite could be toxic to our cells. And sometimes anything that's toxic to our cells, like cancer drugs, often this parasite is resistant to. So we have quite a lot of work to do to kind of look for an efficient treatment for this infection.
So really, early diagnosis sounds like it's the best policy. But what would be the first signs that you would think that you would have, that you would say, right, I'm worried about this?
Okay, so if I had photophobia and I felt like I had something in my eye, I would stop using contact lenses immediately, and I would go to definitely to your ophthalmologist, or if you don't have an ophthalmologist, get referred quickly by an optician to see one. I would also flag up as a reminder that if you have showered with a contact lens, or perhaps you put your contact lenses on in the bathroom or someplace where there might be water nearby, and just be very conscious that it could not just be a bacterial infection, it could be acanthamoeba. And that's part of my job as well. I work very closely with ophthalmologists and opticians to raise awareness, so more opticians also understand that this could be the condition that the patient presents themselves with. And so I've written a couple of articles to optician magazines where we are really trying to provide awareness and public awareness about the importance of good contact lens care and the importance of not getting water, any type of water, into the contact lens or the case, and changing the cases regularly. I know a lot of people quite like, they have their favourite case, so perhaps they don't get changed regularly. So, but this is really important that it gets changed on a very regular basis.
I should say, for people who aren't aware, photophobia is when you become, and especially if you're not used to it, you become very sensitive to light, don't you?
Very sensitive to light. So photophobia is when you literally can't look at daylight or a light getting switched on, and you just want to really cover your eyes. That's the immediate reaction that would alert you to the fact that you have a problem with the cornea or an infection.
Right, so we don't want to cause panic with this, but the fact is, it is a risk. It's all around us. So the best thing to do is to follow as best you can all the safety procedures on keeping your contact lenses clean and not showering in them, swimming in them, and getting water in them.
Yes, that's true. And to really kind of pay attention to the guidelines of changing the cases regularly is also very important. And when I speak to people about acanthamoeba keratitis, some people tell me, well, I'm okay, I use daily disposables. And actually, I have to say that there's no difference when there's been epidemiology studies have been done. So that means when there's been a survey of who wears what type of lenses in a population that has acanthamoeba keratitis, a lot of sufferers actually have been using daily disposables as well.
Certainly food for thought. Professor Fiona Henriquez, thank you so much for giving us the warning.
Thank you very much for having me.